This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. President Draupadi Murmu has said that education is a medium of social transformation and nation building. Addressing the New Zealand International Education Conference at Takina Wellington Convention Centre in Wellington today, the President said, Government of India has taken several steps to improve the quality of education in the country. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a two-day visit to New Zealand, reached capital Wellington early this morning. She was accorded the ceremonial welcome and Royal Guard of Honour at the Government House in Wellington in the presence of Governor-General of New Zealand, Dame Cindy Kiro. The traditional Maori culture was on display at the ceremonial welcome. President Murmu was invited to the hongi practice by the Governor-General. She also witnessed the haka performance. The Lok Sabha has approved the Finance Bill 2024 with amendments. The bill gives effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2024-2025. With the passage of the bill, the budgetary exercise is now complete. Replying to the discussion on the bill in Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman emphasized that the approach to taxation has been to bring in greater simplification of tax laws and procedures and enable growth and employment in the country. On opposition's demand of rollback of GST on medical and life insurance, Ms. Sitharaman said the issue of removal of 18% GST on medical insurance can be decided in the GST Council. She said a decision will have to be taken in the GST Council first before bringing amendment in Parliament. The Finance Minister said a record number of 7 crores 28 lakh of income tax returns for 24-25 were filed till 31st of last month, which is a 7.5% increase as compared to last year. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will celebrate the Independence Day putting an Earth Observation Satellite, EOS. It will be put in the orbit by Small Satellite Launch Vehicle, SSLV. ISRO said the SSLV's third and final development flight will be on 15th of August this year at 9:17 a.m. from Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh. The rocket will carry the microsatellite EOS-08, weighing about 175.5 kilograms. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh informed the State Assembly today that a total amount of 348 crore rupees has been sanctioned for operation of relief camps schemes. Replying to a query raised by an opposition member, Mr. Singh also said that the state government has been engaging constantly with the centre at various levels to expedite construction of the Indo-Myanmar border fence in Manipur. He further added that the state government has submitted 2 proposals to the centre after identifying vulnerable areas that required border fencing along the Indo-Myanmar border. In Bangladesh, the interim government headed by Nobel laureate Professor Muhammad Yunus will take oath tonight. Army Chief General Waqar-ur-Rahman said this yesterday in a media address. General Waqar hoped that the situation in the country will be normal within 3 to 4 days. He said those who were involved in the crimes committed over the past few days will not be spared and legal action would be taken against them. At the Paris Olympics, reigning Olympic and world champion javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra will aim to defend his title and make history once again tonight. Indian men's hockey team will face Spain in the Olympics bronze medal match this evening. Indian fans will also be keeping a close watch on the wrestling area where India's lone male wrestler Aman Sehrawat will be getting onto the mat in the men's 57 kg freestyle this afternoon. Woman wrestler Anshu will also be in action in the women's 57 kg freestyle. In an unfortunate event for India at the Paris Olympics yesterday, Vinesh Phogat was disqualified from the 50 kg freestyle wrestling for being overweight by a few grams after she was stormed into the final. Vinesh has filed an appeal in court of arbitration for sport against the decision. She has asked for a joint Olympic silver to be given to her. Indian weightlifter S. Mirabai Chanu finished fourth in the Paris Olympics in the women's 49 kg final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.